We welcome you into the studio. A visit by wide receiver Mac Hollins, presented by Bob's Discount Furniture. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro. And I wanted to refer to you as a rookie, Mac. Yep. I guess it's really not a rookie anymore. Like, do you feel seasoned?
A little bit. Not fully. I think because in college, you know, our season's basically over no matter if you're in the playoff or not. So I think your rookie time doesn't end until you've gone through what an NFL season feels like.
So that means you're still responsible for getting a chicken.
Oh, yeah, the chicken for sure. Yeah, plus anything else that's needed.
How is it going? How are you enjoying the NFL?
I love it. I mean, it's been really, really amazing. I think this team, maybe I'm just lucky, and I got on a team that has a bunch of guys that are all so energetic, and there's no, you know, you go in the locker room and people ask me, who's like, is there like a bad guy in the locker room that like nobody likes or he doesn't like being there? I'm like, no. I mean, like everybody, you come in no matter what, you know, you complain a little bit, but at the end of the day, we're happy to be here and we're ready to go to work.
Do you share these kinds of stories with friends who are with other teams?
Sometimes, you know, you like the guys you train with and the guys you know a little bit from the process, you talk to them like, how's your team doing? And how's the locker room like over there? And what kind of hazing do you do?
Right.
Do you have to get chicken for away games or anything like
that? You guys have it easy compared to the old days, right?
Yeah, apparently we got it real easy, so I'm lucky for that.
Mac, they say that the rookie year is just kind of, it just zooms by. Have you felt that at all? Or have you kind of been able to enjoy what a remarkable season you've had so far?
I think a little bit of both. I've enjoyed it for sure, but it's definitely going by fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it seems like yesterday we were opening the season in Washington, and now we're, you know, week 11. Getting ready.
I wonder if you put film on of you in, you know, August, and then next to that put you a film on this week, and how different do you think you'd look running your routes, level of confidence, speed of your play?
I think it would definitely look different, just that confidence level where you kind of see everything a little bit better, and you're not so focused on, wait, am I running the right thing? Am I doing the right thing? And now it's, okay, what am I seeing out there? What do I need to adjust to help Carson out, or where do I need to be for this block based off the running backs that I've been playing with for weeks, and I kind of know how they cut and know how they want to hit certain holes.
What was your level of confidence coming into this whole thing, the process as you call it? Did you have doubts that need to be cured that convince you that you can play at this level, or did you feel that way all along?
I think any doubt I had was gone by the time that I had one practice with the vets, and I realized, listen, like I can play at this level and I can compete at this level. Before that, it was, you know, everybody tells you the NFL is like, these guys are superhuman. And there is a few that seem to be superhuman, mm-hmm. but practicing that one time with the vets kind of set me in. And then I was, okay, let me have this confidence. I can play with these guys and I can level my game up.
We've talked about this. I think it's really cool that your family has been able to share in the experience. Explain, you know, the commitment that your parents have made to make sure that they know you are there.
Yeah, I mean, that's huge for me because I know my parents, you know, they're always working. And always, since I was a kid, that all I've known is how hard they work. But they always find a way to make it to my games here. They did the same in Carolina. I think they've missed, you know, one game this season, and that was in California or in Kansas City. So for me to see them in the stands and be able to see a familiar face is huge for my play and for my confidence level.
Looking at you, feel free to Thanksgiving weekend. Thank you, Mommy, Daddy.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Dad. Love you guys. Can't wait to see you.
It is cool. I mean, from a, you know, every dream, my gosh, your kid's in the NFL. And you really, honestly, Mac, you've always got a smile on your face. You really seem to be enjoying, whether it's 9-1 or not, you're really enjoying this, aren't you?
Yeah, I think, I mean, it'll be rare you see me without a smile on my face. I never like to be upset. Yeah, you should be upset at certain things but to just have that continue to be who you've become doesn't really make sense to me because life's going to happen. Being upset about it isn't going to make it any better, so you might as well put a smile on. So you'll see me a lot of times smiling and laughing at something.
Another reason to smile, of course, Carson Wentz, quarterback, great relationship. How great is Carson as a football player, as a teammate, and as a leader?
I mean, he's a 10 out of 10 at all three. I mean, it's crazy to think that you could have a guy like that where – you know, you get guys that are great on the field and then in the locker room, like, they don't want to hang out with anybody. They don't want to talk. I mean, you could call Carson at 3 in the morning and he'd realistically talk to you and have a full, no matter if you've never got a snap or you are, you know, his top receiver or something like that. So he's just amazing. And I can't say how much, you know, I've enjoyed being able to play with him and building a relationship with him.
And your role, you pleased with the progress that you've made, getting reps, catching, I think, everything that's been thrown your way, knock on wood, this season?
Yeah, I'll do whatever, you know, whatever it takes, whether that's getting 10 balls a game, 0 balls a game, 1 snap a game, 100 snaps, 0 snaps. As long as we're winning and we're working towards that end goal, that's really all that matters to me, because I know that the Super Bowl is what we want, Mac being the man of the hour isn't what we want.
Yeah. So love it, Mac. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for joining us in studio. Mac Collins, presented by Bob's Discount Furniture.